dressing room, and then what did you find changed on the ice the most?
Just playing harder, winning more battles, offensive, defensive zone, and I think being more engaged and, you know, really competing was the biggest thing. And once we started skating, and we're a pretty dynamic team.
A lot of the conversation just kind of around that change in that second period was about skating. Can you describe kind of how important it is to this team's offense to have that speed to create the opportunities that you guys feast on?
Yeah, I think it's one of our greatest assets, for sure. Everything we do, you know, creating offense and also defense, you know, closing on guys in the defensive zone and, you know, having that good gap, it's got it all starts with moving our feet.
How do you guard playing against a club that's struggling like Chicago right now that dropped 7 in a row?
Yeah, well, you know what they're capable of, right? They got some high-end talent. And, they're just kind of piecing it all together. So I think if we play our game, no matter who we play in this league, I think we got a pretty good chance to win. I like our odds.
Kyle, is there a real belief in this room, despite even if you guys have a bad period, bad game, that you can turn that around and really come out on the winning end?
Yeah, well, you've seen it. We've been winning in all types of ways. You know, we won 7-1 last night. We coming down the last road trip. We were down 3-0 going in the third, I think it was, against New York. So this group is resilient, and it's fun to be a part of. And I think there's just no quitting us.
Where does that belief come from then?
Experience, belief in our capabilities. You know, we know what kind of team we have, the players we have here. We know everybody's, can make an impact every single night. So that's something special when it's the whole group that's contributing.
What have you seen from Mason Appleton? That same thing where, you went down, he went down, he's come up.
It speaks the development and the coaching staff down there, right? It's, starts with Pascal Vincent. I think when I played for him, he just did a great job just teaching you the game. And you really can see it with apps. And, he just plays the game hard, keeps it simple, and he's makes all the right reads right now.
The general consensus I'm hearing from the team is that Connor Hellebuyck has been getting better and better throughout the season. What have you seen?
I would agree with that. He's, really, really showed strong the last couple of games here. And even in that 1-0 loss, I thought he played great. He kind of kept us in it in the first period. Making those saves in the power play was pretty incredible. Everybody was pretty shocked on the bench. So he has a capable to make those, and he's just so steady back there too.
At times this season when you're beating teams, it seems they'll make a conscious effort to try and maybe intimidate you guys, show some heavy hits, maybe some questionable hits. And it seems in most of those situations, you guys usually just turn it up and win the game by an even greater score. Why does this team seem to be impervious to intimidation?
We got those guys that can play that tough game and can intimidate teams themselves. And but those same guys can also play with lots of skill and, contribute. And I think when that happens, we just, turn our game up next level and, really take it to them. And I guess on the scoreboard, a good way to say it.